Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is Central Florida Bible Church's pastor, John Pereira. You may wish to have paper and pen for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcast and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Now, here is Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
Have you ever had a black eye? Today, we're going to be looking at our Strength for Today Bible broadcast at five black eyes. I remember little Richie in elementary school. In first grade, we used to tangle in the playground every single day. I'll never forget the time he gave me a right hook that brought me coming back to school the next day with a big black eye. Of course, you should have seen little Richie. He didn't look much better. Little Richie, are you listening? I bet you I could still take you on today. The truth of the matter is, we were best of friends throughout the elementary school and junior high years. I hope you're not going to face some of the black eyes that I'm going to be dealing with. We're going to be looking at five of them. And we're going to study five problems that face individuals today. But the good news is that every one of them are answered for us in the Scriptures. Each one of these black eyes begin with the letter I. So therefore, the title of our Strength for Today Bible broadcast, Five Black Eyes. The first black eye that we're going to be looking at is the black eye of isolation. You know, loneliness is a growing problem in our society. Many of you listeners know that you can be lonely in a crowd. You could be lonely in a large church with thousands around you. A study by the American Council of Life Insurance reported that the most lonely group in America, believe it or not, are college students. That's surprising, isn't it? Next on the list are divorced people, welfare recipients, single moms, rural students, housewives, and then the elderly. Just to point out how lonely people can be, an ad in a Kansas City newspaper read as follows. I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. Some of you might think, oh, that's a scam if I ever heard one. Well, I'll tell you what. The person that ran that ad was serious. Did anybody call, you ask? Absolutely. It wasn't long before this individual was receiving 10 to 20 calls a day. The truth of the matter is, the pain of loneliness was so sharp that some were willing to try anything for a half hour of companionship. And I know that behind all of those 800 and 900 talk lines and all of these things that we see in our society today and chat rooms and all of these things, behind it all is a spirit of loneliness, of people trying to reach out one to another in a very lonely generation. Jesus began speaking to his disciples about his coming departure. In John 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you." The disciples were already experiencing the beginning of anxiety as Jesus began to speak about his departure. But our Lord reminded them that it was necessary for him to depart in order for the Holy Spirit to arrive. And in John 14 and verse 16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. You know, that's the answer to the loneliness that we're facing today. Do you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior? He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Through the Holy Spirit, he lives and abides with us. Let me ask you today, dear listener, are you practicing the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is called the Paraclete. He is the one that is called alongside to help. He says, I'll send you another Comforter. That's the Greek word allos, which means another of the same kind. The tender, compassionate, always caring presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's another Comforter, not heteros, which means another of a different kind. Our Lord would continue to meet our needs. Oftentimes, I'll make hospital calls as a pastor, and I'd like to share with you some of the verses that bring comfort and the presence of the Lord into people's lives. I like to use Isaiah 41 and verse 10 for those that are feeling the pain of loneliness and isolation. God's word reads, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In Isaiah 41 and verse 17, speaking to the pain of isolation, the Word of God says, When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Dear listener, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? He will never leave you or forsake you. He will abide with you forever, as we are reminded in John 14 and verse 16. Trials and testings will come, but the Lord promises to be with you. He'll not leave you. Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3 declare, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I will call thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, the Lord wants to deal with the pain, the black eye of isolation. He wants to provide the salve that is able to be applied to heal that black eye of isolation. You know, if you're here listening today to the Strength for Today Bible broadcast, and you feel that God-shaped vacuum within your soul, come to Jesus Christ. Jesus says, Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. You can never fill that pain of isolation and loneliness with the anesthetic crutches of the world. They can never satisfy. Only Jesus can satisfy the soul. So there's the first black eye, the eye of isolation. But then secondly, there's the eye of ignorance. You know, we're living, interestingly enough, in an ignorant society. A freshman at Eagle Rock Junior High won first prize at the Greater Idaho Fall Science Fair. On April the 26th, 1997, he was attempting to show how conditioned we've become to alarmist practicing junk science and spreading fear of everything in our environment. In his project, he urged people to sign a petition demanding strict control or total elimination of the chemical dihydrogen monoxide. And you know, for plenty of good reasons, on his petition, he stated six arguments for eliminating dihydrogen monoxide. Number one, it can cause excessive sweating and vomiting. Secondly, it's a major component in acid rain. Thirdly, it can cause severe burns in its gaseous state. Fourthly, accidental inhalation can kill you. Fifth, it decreases effectiveness of automobile brakes. And finally, number six, it's been found in tumors of terminal cancer patients. He asked 50 people in his test if they supported a ban of the chemical. 43 said yes, 6 were undecided, and only 1 knew that the chemical was H2O, simple water. You know, the title of the prize-winning project was How Gullible Are We? And you know, I feel his conclusion is obvious. You know, people today are spiritually gullible. People today lack knowledge of God's Word. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to study God's Word with the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit. The natural man, the unsaved man, can never understand God's truth. John 14:26 says, "But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Every child of God has a built-in Bible teacher to teach us the Word of God. And yet, are we guilty of the black eye of ignorance of God's Word? 1 John 2 reminds us that we have an unction from the Holy One, and we know all things. God desires that through the Spirit we should know His Word. And the Holy Spirit, the unction, is there to guide us and lead us into all truth. Oh, that doesn't mean that we don't need pastors and teachers and evangelists for the building up and the edifying of the body. But God has equipped us with the ability through His Spirit as holy priests and a kingdom of priests to understand the Word of God if we'll seek to study it. God's Word continues in verse 27 of 1 John 2. "The anointing which you have received abides in you." Oh, isn't it wonderful that we don't have to have that black eye of ignorance? Are you studying God's Word, or are you neglecting God's Word? God's Word, basic instructions before leaving earth, Bible. Oh, do you know God's Word? Have you studied God's Word? Do you begin your day in God's Word? Don't let that old black eye of isolation and ignorance come into your life by a lack of being in the Word of God. There's a third black eye that threatens each one of us as believers in Christ, and that is the black eye of impotence. And by that I mean lack of power spiritually in our lives. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 26, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of me, and shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." Do you know Jesus Christ? Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world." Oh, we can have the power, the blessed power of the Holy Spirit in our lives that can embolden us for witnessing and for going through the trials of life if we will stay in the Word and stay in right relationship with Jesus Christ. When I think of the powerlessness of many believers today, I think of the story one New Year's Day in the Tournament of Roses parade. A beautiful float suddenly sputtered and quit. Believe it or not, right in the middle of the parade, the beautiful float ran out of gas. The whole parade was held up until someone could get a can of gas. The amusing and even embarrassing thing was that this float represented the Standard Oil Company. Here, this company, with its vast oil reserves, ran out of gas. You know, oftentimes Christians neglect their spiritual maintenance. We can neglect our relationship with the Lord. And even though the Lord has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, yet we run out of spiritual fuel and neglect our relationship. And the fact that we can be clothed with power, as Luke 24:49 reminds us, and yet we find ourselves out of gas. A fourth black eye that we need to look at today in our Strength for Today Bible broadcast is the black eye of indifference to the world. Does it bother you that people are dying and going to hell? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14, God's Word reads, "Awaken thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." On May the 25th, 1997, in a Las Vegas casino, Jeremy Strohmeyer molested and murdered a 7-year-old Charisse Iverson. His friend David Cash watched. Cash did not try to stop Strohmeyer or even call the police. After this murder, many people wanted to draft laws to make people more responsible for crimes that they witness. They assumed that making witnesses legally responsible will make them intervene in these acts, or at least report them to the authorities. Are they right? How people can witness crimes and they just don't want to get involved. It reminds me of an incident over 30 years ago in Long Island, the part of the country that I come from. Kitty Genovese was murdered in an attack that literally lasted 45 minutes, and it was witnessed by 38 of her neighbors, and no one helped. People today just don't want to get involved. Sad to say, it's that way spiritually. The Word of God reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 that we must stand in the gap. People are dying daily, going to hell for a Christless eternity, and they need to know about the Lord. God's Word says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. There's a fifth and final black eye that we're going to be looking at in our broadcast, and that is the black eye that all of us sooner or later experience, because we, even as believers, still have our fallen nature, our sin nature within us. And it's the black eye of what I call imperfections. In other words, sins. What do we do when sin comes into our lives as believers? I'm glad for the promise of God's Word. In 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He's just to forgive us of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. God wants us to confess our sin. The word confess comes from the Greek word, which means to say the same thing. In other words, we agree with God. We look at our sin through God's eyes. We must agree with God about the hideousness of sin and the rebellion in our hearts that has brought it about, and we need to confess it. God's word says he's faithful. He's true. He's the Amen God. He'll always honor. God will always honor the sacrifice of the shed blood of his Son. He's faithful not only to his Son's sacrifice for our sins, but he's faithful in forgiving us. But he's also righteous in doing so, because he's not just looking the other way. He can be righteous in forgiving our sins because it took the blood of his righteous Son shed on the cross of Calvary to pay for that forgiveness. And we must always look to Jesus and his shed blood. He is faithful and he's righteous to forgive us of our sins. The word forgive means to send off, to send away. Jesus Christ separates our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. Oh, that black eye of imperfections, the black eye of sins. Our Lord is faithful to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. And we have a defense attorney. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. It says in 1 John 2, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." He is the propitiation. He is the mercy seat. He has appeased the wrath of God through the shedding of his blood. Not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world, if they will come to Jesus Christ in belief as personal Savior. I ask you, do you have Jesus Christ as your advocate? I have an advocate poem that I recently came across, and I want to share it with you, because it so describes the ministry not only of Satan, the great accuser of the brethren, but it also describes the intercession of our Savior, whoever lives to make intercession for us as our advocate. The poem begins as follows. I sinned, and straightway, post haste, Satan flew before the presence of the Most High God and made a railing accusation against me there. He said, "This soul, this thing of clay and sod, has sinned. 'Tis true that he has named thy name, but I demand his death, for thou hast said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Shall not thy sentence be fulfilled? Is justice dead? Send now this wretched sinner to his doom. What other thing can you, the righteous ruler, do?" And thus Satan did accuse me day and night. And every word he spoke, O God, was true. Then quickly one rose up from God's right hand, before whose glory angels veiled their eyes. And he spoke. And he said, "Each jot and tittle of the law must be fulfilled. The guilty sinner dies. But wait.
suppose his guilt, were all transferred to me, and that I paid his penalty. Behold my hands, my side, my feet. One day I was made sin for him, and died that he might be presented faultless at thy throne. And Satan flew away. Full well he knew that he could not prevail against such love. For every word my dear Lord spoke was true.
Oh, beloved listener, what about those black eyes that we're sporting? They need not be there. Come to Jesus. Are you suffering the black eye of isolation? He can fill that loneliness with his divine presence. Are you suffering the black eye of ignorance? Go and read the eternal truths of God's Word. Are you going through the impotence of lack of power in your spiritual life? It seems that your stamina spiritually is about to wane. Run on the fuel of the Holy Spirit, who gives His power. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Are you indifferent? Are you suffering the black eye of indifference to the lost condition of the world? Oh, ask the love of Christ to so infuse you and overshower you that you become a channel of blessing to those in need. The imperfections of sin troubling you, recognize that in Christ Jesus is the victory. Claim His victory. Know that truth from Romans 6. Reckon it to be true in your life that He has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And yield your members as instruments unto God, that He might use you for His honor and glory. Father in heaven, bless each listener through your word. Encourage hearts. May each one that does not know Christ as Savior come to you this day through the precious blood of Christ and repentance of sin. Be with Christians that are struggling. May they look to Jesus for victory and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Listener, follow Him. The best will be yet to come.
Thank you for tuning in to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Station, located in Winter Park, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to some of the other almost 900 messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Or you may call Pastor John Pereira at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaeff inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.